To Mrs. Mazari from Bari, Fiat. My good daughter in the divine volition, I received your letter through the confessor. First of all, I must thank you for all the attentions you had for me, the poorest of all creatures. I certainly did not deserve them. Therefore, I pray to Jesus that he himself would reward you. But do you know what the reward is, which I am asking sweet Jesus to give you? It is that he would give you the great gift of the life of the divine will, so that nothing should be left of you but the veil which covers it. And then you would feel within yourself his sanctity in your power, his light guiding you in everything, his peace, which knows how to put to flight fears, doubts, and disturbances. In sum, you would feel heaven in your soul, the celestial fatherland in your possession. Therefore, courage in everything which is not divine volition, and all the things that oppress you, say, these are not our things. They don't belong to us. For us, the divine will is everything. It is our dear inheritance. And it is right that we live in our own field, in our own dear home. Oh, how I'd love to hear Jesus say, these two daughters of mine are fully of my will. They are the terrestrial angels that I keep on earth, my hiding places, in whom I take refuge when creatures offend me. This is the reward I want for you, and I pray that sweet Jesus give it to you. Aren't you happy? Louisa, amen, fiat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Today we also are in the this is the eve of the Feast of the Assumption, and we know that for those who know the gift of the divine will, this is a very important feast that the Lord himself mentioned to Luisa Picaretta in the Book of Heaven. You are not familiar with that passage. It's in volume 18, August 15, 1925, in which the Lord explains to Luisa Picaretta, and this is, I just want to read a little bit what he says. He says, "My daughter, the true name of this feast should be Feast of the Divine Will." And then he explains why, but basically it is the first time that a creature enters into heaven. A creature that operated always with the gift of the divine will in her soul. You can say, well, what about Jesus? Yes, but our Lord Jesus was human and divine. You could say, what about Adam and Eve? Yes, but Adam and Eve, they didn't complete their whole life in this union. Remember, they departed. And the Blessed Mother is the first creature that enters into heaven. The first creature that always operated with the gift of the divine will. So that's why our Lord says the feast, the name of this feast should be Feast of the Divine Will. The divine will operating in the soul. Well, so that's the passage you want to go and read more is there. In this letter that Luisa Picaretta is writing, is the Luisa Picaretta, we could say she has very clear what's her mission. Our Lord mentions to her all the time, you are the little daughter of the divine will. And your mission is this. Your mission is that through you, others may come to know the gift. And that through you, others may learn how to operate in the divine will. That's why her writings are so important, even though she didn't want to write down these revelations and everything that our Lord mentions to her. She has to do it out of obedience because her mission required this sacrifice. Different saints, they have different missions. And their mission requires a different sacrifice according to the time and the purpose. And for Luisa Picaretta, it was a great sacrifice to write the Book of Heaven. Because she didn't want these very intimate conversations to be known. And also the physical aspect, the pain, because Luisa Picaretta, she possessed the stigmata. It was painful for her just to write, to write down. But her mission requires this. So now that when she writes these letters, we can see that in her letters, we can see that she understands her mission. And it is interesting that in fulfilling her mission, Luisa Picaretta is fulfilling basically the promises of her baptism. When we are baptized, the priest says, as he anoints the head of the baptized, he says, so that you may share in the office of Christ as priest, as prophet, and as a king. And that common priesthood that we receive in baptism is to mediate, because a priest is a mediator. Jesus is the high priest, meaning he is the mediator between God the Father and all the human race from all eternity. We can say he's the bridge. And our priesthood that we share with him, we are supposed to be a bridge so that through us, others may come to know God. As we read in the Gospel of John, Jesus says that those may have eternal life. Those whom you gave me may come to know you. So when we receive the common priesthood in baptism, the common priesthood, we exercise our common priesthood when we bring others to know God. That's how we exercise our common priesthood. So Luisa Picaretta is exercising her common priesthood through these writings. She is bringing others to know the gift of the divine will, to know God and the essence for which we were created. And as we read these letters, she continues to exercise her common priesthood, even though she's not here anymore. And basically what she is given, we see this through all the letters. Basically, this is one common thing that because she really understands her mission, in every letter she is wishing or she's expressing her wishes or her desire for those who receive these letters to possess the great gift of the divine will, which is the missing piece now that has been missing since the fall. And now we are able to see in a clear way and to be able to ask for it and to begin our journey to basically recover this gift that was lost, and now to have the possession of this gift operating in us so that one day we may be able to share in that joy of the blessed. And not only that, but now to enter with this gift operating in us, in our soul, as the Blessed Mother did. Of course, again, the Blessed Mother since the beginning. Luisa Picaretta was not since the beginning. She had to be baptized. She had to learn how to do this. And it's the same for us. So this, the sacrifices that Luisa Picaretta was doing and that our Lord required for her, they were needed, because otherwise we will not be able to have these writings, these letters. We will not be able to have this doctrine. Well, our Lord will find somebody else probably, but because Luisa consented, she is the one. And it's the same he's given to us now through the writings, through the letters of Luisa Picaretta. This is offering to us this gift to receive it. But if we don't want to receive it, he will wait for the next generation to see if they want to receive it. And then if they don't want to receive it, he will wait and wait and wait and wait. Remember, his patience itself. But he will never change. His mind will never change. He wants the human race to possess what was lost. Our Lord mentioned in the previous passage from Adam that the divine will is our inheritance. It belongs to us. So we are the house of the divine will. Each one of us is the house of the divine will. And the divine will wants to enter and take possession of that house, the soul. So as many souls possessing the will of God operating in their acts, as many houses of the divine will that there are on earth, as many houses of Nazareth that are now living on earth, as many lights that God is able to see now, and those lights asking for the gift of the divine will to descend, to descend, to descend, to descend. Luisa Picaretta, she says, but do you know what the reward is, which I am asking sweet Jesus to give you? It is that he will give you the great gift of the life of the divine will. We are reading these letters and this, I will say, this is the same thing that Luisa Picaretta is asking for all of us. As we pray to Luisa to intercede for us to possess the gift of divine will as she was able to learn and to possess it. That she's the first daughter, so we may be one of the many, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church mentions in 381, that Jesus is the first one of many brothers and sisters that will follow. But to become one of those many, we need to have this gift operating in us. So we must ask for the gift. to have the possession of the divine will operating in us. This gift is so that nothing should be left on you but veil which covers it. And then later on when she says, courage. In everything which is not divine will, in all things that oppress you, say. It is important because it's a little prayer, a little formula that we learn as we begin to operate in this way. Of course, the more you become familiar with exercising yourself, growing in the divine will, then it becomes natural, and then you will not need this kind of formulas. But it is something that Luisa Picarreta is giving us, because there are many things that oppress us. For some people, there are financial problems, health issues, situations, circumstances, family, work, you name it. All these are circumstances that in a way they oppress us. And remember, this is, all of this is a product, is a consequence of departing from that harmony in which we were created. And this is what our Lord comes to restore in us. Now through, in this time, through the action of the Holy Spirit. So all of us, giving all those things that oppress us, giving it to the Lord as we give our will to Him. And the formula that Luisa Picarreta mentions here, these are not, or to say, these are not our things. They do not belong to us. For us, the divine will is everything. It's our dear inheritance. And it is right that we live in our own field, in our dear home. Very interesting. We didn't pick up these letters in order, but in the book of heaven, when we read Adam, the Lord mentioned that phrase that we were supposed to be the inhabitant of the Blessed Trinity. And Luisa Picarreta is mentioning here in this letter that we should remember that the divine will is our dear home. So I hope this help us all to grow and to increase our faith and our hope to believe in what our Lord Jesus is giving us through this private revelation, and to embrace it and to make it part of our life, to make it our life, to live in the divine will and to give to the Lord all those things that we all go through. Pain, suffering, discourage, but to always believe that our Lord can change this, can use this for good. And even in these situations, in our sickness and pain and suffering and situation and whatever it is, if we give it to the Lord, He can turn it into an act of prayer and thanksgiving and adoration and reparation. And one day we will be able to see all these good things. It comes to mind the gospel that says, store for yourselves treasures in heaven. All these little things are treasures that we are able to store in heaven. Just to give it to the Lord. Try to do the best we can, but also to give it to the Lord, to surrender to the Lord. This is at the core of the teaching of the church. To surrender everything to the Lord, to surrender our will. And basically, by surrendering our will, all the infirmities that come with the will that now is being, we can say, we can say that it's being wounded, is not in the place it should be. But now through these writings, we are able to enter into that union again, into that fusion of the two wills, so that our acts may be in union with the will of God as he intended since the beginning. So as we finish today, let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to intercede for us, that we may be able to possess in our time what she possessed since the moment of her conception. That through her maternal hands, through her intercession, may God give us that grace, and may he pour upon all of us his Holy Spirit to fill us with everything, that he may be able to centralize everything that he is and to give it to us sip by sip, act by act, for the praise and glory of his name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.